Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Chayesara and Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. This Shabbos is also Chaf Hei Mar Cheshvan, which means 30 days before Chanukah. And before every Yom Tov, even though really it's by a Doiraisa, but Svarim tell us before any Yom Tov, the 30 days prior is when we start preparing. Tonight, tomorrow is already Wednesday, which means we're already on the second half of the week. Maila Shabbata, can't make Abdullah anymore. So we say the small Hunaranana tomorrow. In other words, that it's already Parshas Chayesara. And already we are preparing for the 30 days before Chanukah. And being that the case, since we find ourselves now in the last third of the month of Chanukah, of the month of Mar Cheshvan, sort of the last week, and this is the Shabbos of Mevarchim Kislev, Chayesara. So therefore, this Shabbos, we have Mar Cheshvan and Kislev intertwined. And this parasha is called Chayesara, the life of Sara, and we spoke many times here, the obvious question that this parasha does not speak about the life of Sara, but it speaks about her death right away in the second pasuk, Vatama Sara. So why is this pasuk called Chayesara when it doesn't talk about her life? It talks about her burial. In fact, this is the first burial mentioned ever in Chumash, although it's obvious that all those who lived before this were also buried. But the Torah doesn't talk to us about the burial of Adam and Chava, or Noach for that matter, or Mesushelach. But here, for the first time, Kvura is introduced. Ba'arichus at the beginning of the parasha, where we talk about the burial of Sarah in the Maris HaMachpelah, and then at the end, where we talk about the burial of Avram Avinu. The Chsam Sofer, they say, was very upset, and the stories about the Chsam Sofer, they bring this down, that he was very upset that he wasn't able to be in the room when his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, passed away. And when they asked him why, he said, because if you're in a room with a tzaddik, especially if it's one's mentor, one's Rebbe, one can receive tremendous madregas, pishnayim, beruchach, like it says about Elisha, that he received double of the ruach hakodesh of Eliyahu, being that he was there when Eliyahu left this world, although Eliyahu didn't die. But also when Eliyahu went up, asa'ara hashamayma, Elisha received pishnayim, and so too, when one is present, and I guess it means when one is holding there, not every person is zochet to that, one can receive pishnayim of that tzaddik. So the Chsam Sofer bemoaned the fact that he wasn't there when his Rebbe passed away. So tell us the Svarim HaKdoshim, Rav Ulson Shlita speaks about this a lot, that this Shabbos is the Petira of Avraham and Sarah. So we sort of experience this Shabbos, the Torah that we learn, that we read, Wamav Esedra, that we hear the laning. It's like as if we're actually there experiencing the Petira of Sarah and the Petira of Avraham. As the Baal HaTanya said, we live with the times. That means we live with the Parsha of the week. So this week we're all with Avraham and Sarah at the time of their Petira. And that therefore we can receive, if we prepare ourselves, tremendous madregas, or at least some of the madregas of Avraham and Sarah, who are from our avos and imahos, and therefore whatever they worked on in their life, they passed on to their generations. And the Torah begins that Sarah lived 127 years. Vayihi yuchaye Sarah meyoshana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim shnei chaye Sarah. So Rashi, the first Rashi here, tells us, why does the Torah say the word shana over and over again? To tell us that when she was 100, she was like 20. When it comes to chet, just like until the age of 20, one is not punished in Shamayim for any averis, so it's considered as if one does not have a chet till they reach the age of 20. When she was 100, she was like a 20-year-old with no sin. And when she was 20 years old, she was like 7 liyofi. And then Rashi says, Shnei Chayesara, why do we repeat again? Shnei Chayesara, to tell us that Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, that all of those years were all good. Kulan Shavin L'Toiva. The Ramban asks on Rashi, that if anything, the fact that it says Shana by each of them would indicate that they're separate, not that we're comparing 100 to 20 and to 7. Rabban has a kasha on Rashi. What are we to learn from this? What are we to learn from the fact that when she was 100, she was like 20, and when she was like 20, she was like 7, and all her years, kulan shavin l'toyven. And the Medrash on this pasuk says, Yoideya Hashem yemei simimim v'nachalosam lo'ilam tihya, pasuk in Tehillim, that the years of the tzaddikim, yemeihem tamimim, shnoiseihem tamimim, they live a perfect life. And Sarah's life was a perfect life. Kulan shavin l'toyven. And the same we find by Avram Avinu, by Avram Zokein, Baba Yomim. Zohar HaKadosh says in this week's parasha, Ul B'yomim, that he came with every day. When he left this world and he went up to Shemayim, he took all his days with him. Unfortunately, not everyone can say that. Sometimes a 95-year-old man can pass away and go up to Shemayim, and there he's only 5 years old, because he wasted 90 years of his life. Or you could have someone who dies young, but yet when he gets up there, he's like an old man because he utilized every day and every minute. So the Torah tells us that Avraham was a Zokain who came with all his days. He was Baba Yamim. That not one day was without Avodas Hashem. So it was a full life. And the interesting is the same expression that the Torah uses at the beginning about Sarah, it says about Avraham also at the end of the parasha, that Avram lived 175 years. Ma'as shana v'shivim shana v'chamesh shanim. And there Rashi says when he was 100, he was like 70. And when he was 70, he was like 5. B'loi chet. Some have in parentheses, when he was 100, he was like 70. L'koyach. Those days, they lived longer. So a 70-year-old then was probably today like a 30-year-old. So since he lived 175, do the math. So when he was 100, he was like 70. When it comes to strength, and when he was 70, he was like 5 without chet. Similar to what Rashi brings from Chazal about Sarah. Now, we always read this as we leave the month of Mar Cheshvan. In the last days of the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is referred to, as we mentioned here many times, the Yerach of Bul, the month in which the earth seems to be decomposing and the leaves are falling off the tree and everything looks old. Bul, from Lashon Bala, Oiriu, Besori, Kabeged Yivlu, a tattered garment. The Pasuk uses the word Yivlu, or a person whose body is full of wrinkles. Sara Imenu, in fact, said, Achare Beloisi, Hoysali Edna. After my skin has wrinkled, I'm going to have smooth skin, as we read in the previous parasha, in Parashas Vayera. We always read this Parashas Chaye Sara as Mar Cheshvan comes to an end, and we get ready for the month of Kislev, which in Kislev is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So what is Chaye Sara, the name Chaye Sara, which is the name of the entire parasha, and the fact that the Torah is telling us that when she was 100, she was like 20, and when she was 20, she was like 7, and Avraham Avinu, when he was 100, he was like 70, and when he was 70, he was like 5. What does that have to do with the time we're in now? Because everything that's read at a given time is mentioned here continuously, has to do with that time. We also discussed in these shiurim, what do the beginning and the end of the parasha have in common, the relationship, the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. The parasha starts with Vayihi Chayei Sarah, and it ends with Yishmael. It ends with Ve'ela Toldos Yishmael Ben Avraham, until it concludes Al Pnei Kol Echov Nofol, which, as the Baal HaTurim says, refers to the downfall of Yishmael Ba'achris Hayomim. What does that have to do with Chaye Sora? Why is that in the parasha that's called Chaye Sora? Yishmael is not a descendant of Sora. On the contrary, it was Sora who said in the previous parasha, we learned, Goresh Ha'oma Hazois V'Espana, get him out of the house. He's not part of Am Yisrael. Lo Yirash Ben Ha'oma Hazois Im Yitzchak. So why is his name even mentioned with his children and his death and the fact that he died at Tzaddik? As Rashi says, he did tshuva, as we see that by the burial of Avraham, he had Yishmael go before him. He can't shasi Yishmael tshuva. And it says, Vayigva and Loinemru Gvia Elabit Tzaddikim. Why is that in the parasha of Chaye Sora? That's not the legacy of Sora. Yishmael was to be ousted, according to Sarah. Sarah's opinion was, Goresh ha'ama hazayz v'yaz benaz. What's he doing here? The Medrash at the beginning of this parasha, all the Svarim talk about, the Sifrei Drush particularly, tells us, Rabbi Akiva, ha'yayoyshe v'dayresh. Rabbi Akiva was sitting and darshaning to his Talmidim, and he noticed that his Talmidim were falling asleep, which happens, I guess, when shiurim are given. It's common that people go to sleep. So Rabbi Akiva was dayresh, and the Talmidim were falling asleep. So he says he wanted to wake them up. So he asked them a question. He said, "Ma ro'asa Esther, the limloich al kuf chav zayin medinos? Why was Esther zayche to rule over 127 provinces?" As the Megillah, we read that Achashverosh ruled over Meya Sheva ve'Esther u'Meya Medina. And Esther, when she becomes queen, rules over the 127 Medinas because she's a descendant of Sarah, he said, who lived 127 years. Besides the obvious question is, what does that have to do with it? Just because Sarah lived 127 years, so why is Esther, her great-great-grandchild, ruling over 127 Medinas? Only because the numbers match. What exactly is the Medrash telling us? And why is it here? Of course, it's here because Sarah lives 127 years, but the fact that this Medrash is taught to us here, and again, this is always taught to us as we are leaving Mar Cheshvan and getting ready for Kislev, there must be some connection. So I saw a very, very beautiful idea from the Karen LeDavid, that we mentioned him last week, Karen LeDavid, the brother of the Arugas HaBaisam. The Karen LeDavid tells us that what Rashi means, besides the literal understanding of Rashi, that when she was 100, she was like 20, when she was 20, she was like 7, it goes very deep. And he says like this, he says, it's yodua that a person's life is basically split into three stages. The childhood, then there's adolescence and adulthood until old age. So there's childhood, adulthood, and old age. And there are advantages in each one of these. A child is innocent, free of sin. We see here, Rashi says, like 5 belichet, or like 7 belichet. But a child is without sin. A child is innocent, pure. On the other hand, a child is only interested in foolishness, usually. What is a child interested? A child doesn't understand what his or her purpose in life is. So everything is just having a good time and having fun and playing with games and toys, because a child doesn't realize yet what life's purpose is all about. When one enters into adulthood, what changes only is that he's not a child anymore, so no longer does child play interest him. But even then, because we live in a big world with a lot of distractions and many temptations, as we mature into adulthood, especially during adolescence, the temptations and the Yetzirah channels us many times in the wrong direction, although we think of life a lot on a higher plane than a child does, but not necessarily do we get it yet, what we're really here for. When we reach old age, whether that means after 60, after 70, depending on what's really considered zikna, then we start to realize what we're here for. We realize that it's the foolishness. Everything that we thought was important till now, that's not really what's important. And he quotes the pasuk in Keheles, Soif davar hakol nishma eso elokim yira. Soif davar, at the end, when a person reaches the latter stage of life, hakol nishma, nishma miloshen havana, a person understands what we're here for. We're here for eso elokim yira, ves mitzvahis of shmar, kizeh kol ha'adam. So he explains, Sarah was on such a high madrega, and Avraham Avinu as well, that during every one of these stages, they had all three. Meaning like this. When she or he were old, they were also youthful. Because he says that one of the advantages of being young and from adolescence till old age is that we have energy, vigor, excitement. We can run and do things we can serve Hashem and do mitzvahs with excitement, with something which, when a person reaches the latter stage of life, that's a little less. The energy level goes down. although when a person is older, he reaches the understanding and he knows what we're here for more, but he lacks the energy. So the Torah is telling us that when she was 100, she was like 20, meaning she served Hashem with the same energy and vigor and excitement when she was already old as when she was young. And she had the innocence of a child. So when she was 100, she had the advantage of, first of all, knowing what she's here for, the purpose, why we're here, which older people know more than the younger. And she had the energy and the vigor of the adults and the pure and innocence of a child. And when she was between the ages of 20 and 60, or between 20 and 100, and she had the energy, but she knew already what we're here for, she didn't pursue the pleasures of life, and she didn't follow the temptations of this world, and she had the innocence of a young child. And this, so at every stage, she had all three. Baskuf, she had the advantage of being a Baskuf, but she also had Chaf and Zayin. When she was a Baskuf, she had the advantage, the energy, the excitement of being a Bas Chav, but also Kuf and Zayin. And when she was Bas Zayin, she had Kuf and Chav. That's Kulon Shavin L'Toiva. Her entire life was all good. And she had every advantage of every one of the stages she had at each time, at each point, at each one of the stages, she had the other two as well. And he goes a step further and he tells us that younger people have more hislahavus, chamimus, and it's easier for them to run and do mitzvahs, as mentioned before. But there's the krirus about, meaning to refrain from aveira is more difficult for them. It's more difficult for those who are young to refrain from aveira than those who are old. The older, who don't have the temptations like the younger, so for them it's easier, the sur meira. But for them it's harder, the asei toy, because they cannot do mitzvahs with the same excitement. They can run to shul. A 95-year-old man doesn't run to shul like a 35-year-old can. But the 95-year-old, it's easier for him, the sur meira, than for the 35-year-old. On the other hand, the 35 has more vigor and more excitement to do mitzvahs, perhaps because he's younger, but it's much more difficult for him to sur meira. So he says, Avraham Avinu, says the pasuk, was a zaken baba yomim. Baba yomim can also mean young in it, young. And it was baba yomim, he's just starting out. Baba yomim is also used as coming in days. He doesn't have that many years, he only has days. He's a young person. So he says, he was a zaken when he was a baba yomim. That means when he was young, he was like an old person. That means he already knew what we're here for and he understood what the purpose of life was all about. And when he was a zaken, he was a baba yom. When he was old, he was young. Because when he was old, he was serving Hashem like he did when he was young with the same excitement and the same intensity. Sarah Imenu, we find, became young again in her old age. Literally, physically. When the pasuk says, as mentioned before, when she heard that she's going to have a child, so the way you learn the pasuk literally, it means she was laughing about it. She said, "Achare beloisi hoisali edna." Is it possible that after my skin has wrinkled and aged, and I'm already 89 years old, hoisali edna, my skin is certainly going to revert back to the skin of a child. It's going to be smooth. I'm going to be able to have children. So it tells us the Karen LeDavid. She said that as a statement, meaning she served Hashem achare beloisi, after she aged, like when she was young. It was achare beloisi hoisali edna. Although I have aged, although I am old now, I am just like I was when I was young, with the exact same vigor and excitement and intensity, and nothing has changed. We know the famous Rashi in Bahaloischa, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Rashi says, Lahagit Shvachay Shel Aaron Sheloi Shina. It tells us the praise of Aaron that he never changed. What does that mean, he never changed? Like here, no matter, even though he got older, and when one gets older, things get harder, or we get bored, we don't have the same excitement as when we first started. Can you do what the Imre Emes told Bar Mitzvah boys when he would put them on tefillin? He would say, you should put on tefillin every day of your life like you did today. Because the beginning is always with his chachos, with his lahavos, with a chamimus, but with time we tend to become tired and weary and we lose that excitement. It's not chadash anymore. A person likes things that are new, that are that he never saw before. But after we do the same thing over and over again, eventually the excitement wears off. And that's the challenge. The challenge is not to let it wear off. That we stay young. And we stay young even after we're old. So Sarah, who served Hashem that way, was zoicha to actually experience it. Rashi tells us in Lech Lecha that when Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, Ubeirachtiha, I am going to bless your wife, Ubeirachti Isa. Umahi habracha, Rashi asks. Shechazra lenarusa. She became young again. And he quotes the pasuk, Shenema hoisoli edna. Even though we learn that pasuk literally, she's saying it in jest, sort of. She's saying, Achre b'loisi hoisoli edna. After I became old, I'm going to be young again. But that was the bracha. In other words, it's also a statement, like the Karen Ledovit says, that she said, Achre b'loisi hoisoli edna. After I was old, I became young. Because why was she zeichet to that? Because she lived that way, she served Hashem that way. Bas kuf, kevas chav, kevas zayim. Kulon shoven l'toiva. Or Avraham Avinu, zokein baba yamin. When he was young, he was like he was old. When he was old, he was like he was young. Whatever advantage each stage has, they took that even in the other stage of life, as mentioned before. And perhaps, this is very much... More than perhaps, I guess it's true, that this is very much related to the time we're in now, because the difference between Tishrei and Ma'ar Cheshvan is just that. Tishrei is when we start, which we spoke about already for the last few weeks. We're still trying to extend the Tishrei into the Ma'ar Cheshvan, because that's the goal. We served Hashem with excitement, with his chatshos. We weren't tired in Tishrei. We weren't exhausted. It was new. It was fresh. It was a new year. Bereshis. Aleph B'Tishrei. But that tends to wear off. As we enter Ma'ar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, which is from the same word as Beloisi, Kabeged Yivlu, Kalavush Tachlifem V'yachaloifu, Bola Oiriu Besari, we get tired. That's where the Yetzer Hara sets in. That's where Amalek is able to get us, and that's Akrav, as mentioned in previous weeks, the Mazel Akrav, which Ma'ar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, Okar Bayis. The Akrav cools off, because that's normal. After a while, you lose this. You don't have the same excitement for things that we do at later on, like at the beginning. You get bored. You want to do something else. The goal is that every day you daven and you learn, you do mitzvahs with the same excitement as the day before. And on the contrary, with even more excitement. Hashem gives you another day, another week, another month, another year, so you serve him with even greater vigor and greater excitement. And what's very interesting is he quotes psukim here that are from the Haftarah of Parshas Lech Lecha. Even though this is a Chayesara shir, but there's nothing wrong with going back a little bit and to look at the Parshas that we have been reading in the previous weeks, how much the Torah and the Haftarah are hinting to us what we're supposed to be doing now. So he quotes the Karen Ledovit, the Psukim in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem, which is the Haftarah of Lech Lecha. This is always read in the month of Ma'ar Cheshvan, where there it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gets tired. Lo yiaf v'lo yiga. That's clear. And then he says, but v'yiafu ne'orim v'yiga'u uvachurim koshel yikoshelu. Even young people, v'yiafu, get tired and exhausted and bored. The same thing again. But we did this already. Come on, how much more? Again, the same thing. Again, we daven chakras for the last few weeks. We still have to daven chakras. Is it shayach that we should be able to daven in Ma'ar Cheshvan the same way we daven in Tishrei? Or throughout life? Can we continuously serve Hashem with the same intensity as when we start? And the other pasuk says, V'koyei Hashem yachalifu koyach, ya'alu eivir kanashorim, yorutsu v'loyi go'u yeluchu v'loyi ofu. That those who serve Hashem properly, koyei Hashem, in Yeshaya it's koyei, in Tehillim it's koyei. Those who have betochen in Hashem, those who are connected to Hashem, ya'alu eivir kanashorim, they serve Hashem like eagles with wings, they're flying. And with such excitement. Your roots, so they run and they never get tired. They don't get exhausted. Because once we get tired and exhausted, that's when the Yetzer Hara sets in. We find by Amalek, V'ata oyef v'yogeya, the pasuk says, Zocher eis asher asal lecha Amalek, asher karcha baderech, v'yizanev b'cha kol hanecha sholem acharecha, You know when? When va'ata oyev v'yogeya, when you're tired and weary and exhausted and you're bored, that's when he gets you. The lo yare alikim. We spoke last week about the Yiras Shamayim. The Yiras Shamayim, which is lacking, which the Akra of Akar Bayis tries to instill in us as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. Well, it's because va'ata oyev v'yogeya, because it's just, that's the way it is. Without the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, we are now in a month with no Yom Tov, and now Mar Cheshvan, we've already gone through almost most of Mar Cheshvan already. Tonight's Chav Beis Mar Cheshvan. So naturally, it's normal that we get tired and exhausted. That's why we need to every day, to every week, every day, we have a new parasha of Chumash, new directives, new guidelines to keep us afloat, to make sure that we stay focused and with the same intensity and excitement as we were when it started. There should be no difference. When someone is excited, he gets up early. Rosh Hashanah, we read, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read from Parashas Vayera. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read from Parashas Vayera. And both Kriyas have in it, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. As we spoke, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker is Begematria Ksiva Vachasim Matoiva. Rosh Hashanah is the Hashkomas HaBoiker of the year. It's the beginning of the year. And when someone does things for the first time, they tend to get up early. A yeshiva bacher, the first day of yeshiva, he's up early. He wants to be by minyan on time. But we all know that throughout the year, occasionally there's some laxity, and the boys don't get up on time because we don't have the same excitement as at the beginning. Rosh Hashanah is the Vayashkem Avraham HaBoiker of time. So the first day we lay it, the second day we lay it. But Parshas Vayera has a third Vayashkem Avraham HaBoiker. And that Parsha is always read in Mar Cheshvan. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, we only do it twice. In Mar Cheshvan, when we read the whole Parshas Vayera, we read Vayashkem Avraham HaBoiker three times. But Tlosa Zimni Havachazoka. Dafke in the month of Mar Cheshvan. When Mar Cheshvan comes, we're not getting up as early anymore. The excitement is not the same. So the Kriya, which is the Kriya of the month, we read in Mar Cheshvan always Vayera, where we read three times Vayashkem Avraham HaBoiker, even more than we do on Rosh Hashanah. To reiterate this point, to strengthen this idea that we are just as excited, we should be just as excited, and even more, if anything, Mailin BaKodesh. We go higher in Kedusha. Not status quo is not the way we serve Hashem. We go higher and higher in Kedusha. So if we were getting early, if we were getting up early in Tishrei, then the Mar Cheshvan even earlier. Three times Vayashkem Avraham HaBoiker. Dafke in Mar Cheshvan, we read the Haftorah of Yeluch Yarutsu Veloyi Go'u, Yeluchu Veloyi Ofu. To combat the Va'ata Oyev Yogeya, which is only natural, that after we do things for a while, that we're going to fall into the klipa of Va'ata Oyev V'yogeya, which is when Amalek comes. And that's Akrav. The Okar Bayis, the Akrav, which is the mazel of Mar Cheshvan, wants to be Oiker, the Hischatshus, the excitement, and all that we, and the vigor and the energy that we had in Chodesh Tishrei. The goal therefore is, and that's throughout life, that is bas kuf kevas chof kevas zayin kulon shoven l'toiva. Don't let the fact that Mar Cheshvan is sort of the month of old age compared to Tishrei. Tishrei, we were young. Mar Cheshvan, we're old. It's Yerach Bul. We've done this already. It's 6 weeks since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, the year is getting old. There's a Hisyashnus. V'ata Oyev Yogeya. So therefore, we have to constantly be reinvigorated. This is the lesson that we learned from Sarah. It didn't matter that she was 100 years old. Because when she was 100, she was like she was 20. Or Avraham Avinu, when he was 100, he was like he was 70. The age didn't make a difference. Zokein Baba Yomim. This is told to us now, Dafka, as we conclude Mar Cheshvan. And once we're so deep into Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrav, it's very possible that one can fall because V'ata Oyev V'yogeya. The Torah is telling us, continue with the excitement. That's the challenge. That's the challenge of the month of Mar Cheshvan. There's a very interesting maimer from the Baal HaTanya, a short piece that he wrote, or some say he said it to a chosid in Yechidus, on the Haftorah of Parshas Vayera, which is again always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is also very appropriate, very timely to this idea of that. And we went to Mar Cheshvan, we tend to forget whatever we've accomplished in Tishrei, especially when it comes to Yiras Shamayim and Avos Hashem, and zrizus and hischadshus and all that we've been working on, we tend to fall in Maar Cheshvan, and if we have to strengthen ourselves, we need chizuk. And he says on the pasuk, "V'isha achas min hashem ben anavim tzoaka el alisha leim or avdecha ishi meis v'ata yodati ki avdecha yoyorei es Hashem." Just by kitzur, it's a very short piece. Anyway, he basically says that b'derech soid, b'derech achsidus, isha achas is the neshama. The neshama is referred to as the isha. In Zayir HaKadosh, the isha is the neshama. Tzoaka cries out el Elisha. Elisha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keli, Shinayin, Keli. Avdecha ishi meis. The neshama is crying out to Hashem, I feel dead. I don't feel alive anymore. The eish, the fire that's been burning in me is no longer burning in me. I feel like it's extinguishing. And you know, ki avdecha yoyorei es Hashem. Don't you know that I was God-fearing at one point? Meaning, which we can apply to now. In Maar Cheshvan, we feel like that fire is burning out. We were once yorei shamayim. We had yiras Hashem, yiras shamayim in Tishrei. But v'hanoishebo, the creditor comes to take away my two sons. Here it's talking about Oivadia who died. And his wife owed a lot of money. He owed a lot of money. And he died owing a lot of money. So she came running to Elisha that, you know, he was a God-fearing person, but his creditor is coming and I don't have what to pay him. And he's going to take my two children as collateral. He's going to take the two children. Right? That's literally what it's talking about. Then Elisha says, what do you have in your house? And she says, all I have is just one little jug of oil, similar to the Hanukkah nace. And he tells her to borrow as many utensils as possible. And miraculously, they all fill with oil. And she sells it. And she's able to pay all the debts and live on the rest. And Tol Tchias HaMesim, Chazal tells, she had so much oil, so much money, she didn't know what to do with it. That's Bepashas, what it's talking about. So the Baal Tanya says it's a remez that the neshama cries out to Hashem many times that the neshama feels... that he wants to get close to, we want to get close to Hashem, but we don't feel that we have that excitement anymore. We lost it. The Hanoisha, Noisha comes from the word Kinashani Elakim is called Amoli, which means forget. We forget. And what happens is that the Yetzahara is the Noisha. The Yetzahara gets us to forget, like Mazel Akrav, and takes away the two children. He says, that's Ava V'yira. Because this is exactly what goes on. When we enter the month of Maar Cheshvan, or we come to the middle of Maar Cheshvan last week, or now even further on, so that's, we feel that way. We yearn for Tishrei. We yearn for the time when Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem was clear, it was open. We all felt that way. We felt so close to Hashem. And now we start to feel distant. It's Yerach Bul. The Hanoishebo, it's the month of Menashe. Menashe is the month, is the eighth. That's Maar Cheshvan is Menashe. Menashe means to forget. And they said, that's Akrav, Yerach Bul. We're aging. We don't feel that same excitement. This is Zikna compared to Tishrei, which was like Yemei Neurim. We don't have that same vigor anymore. So the Haftorah, this week, Vayera's Haftorah, Lech Lecha's Haftorah. And the fact, Vayashkim Avram Baboika three times in Vayera, always read in Maar Cheshvan, indicate that the Torah is hinting to us, more than hinting to us, keep up with the zrizus. Keep up with the excitement. Don't lose it. And that could be perhaps what was happening here with Rabbi Akiva, which the Medrash quotes. Rabbi Akiva is darshaning. Yoshev v'doyresh. Yoshev means he's been doing this for a long time. And therefore his Talmidim are getting bored. And they're falling asleep. That's exactly what's happening. So Rabbi Akiva, Yoshev v'doyresh, and his Talmidim are falling asleep. Because that's what happens. They get bored. We're exhausted. We've been learning the same thing for so long already. It's already weeks and months. Normal, but we're human beings. So he says, let me tell you something. Do you know why Esther was Zaycha to rule over 127 Medinas? Because she's a descendant of Sarah who ruled over 120, who lived 127 years. What she's trying to say is, the Medrash says that Esther looked young even though she was old. The Medrash says that she was 74 years old when Ahasuerus took her into the palace, which is a pella. Why would he be interested in a 74-year-old? And it says that the love that he had for her was always, except at the end when he was upset with her, the last month. But it says she constantly found favor in his eyes. He never got bored of her. That was a special bracha. Ahasuerus was a noyef and no tzaddik, and we don't know what he was. But Ahasuerus never got bored with Esther. Esther was always youth, always young. So the pshat is, this is Karen Ladovid talks about this also, because she served Hashem the same way Sarah did, always with his chatshus. always every day with rejuvenation, never got bored, that was always serving Hashem every day, Mylan Bekaydish for Lamay Reading. So she was Zaycha at Chazrel and Arus, so she was also Zaycha to that which Sarah was Zaycha to, that she actually became youthful. And even in her old age, she was youthful, because when she was old, she served Hashem like when she was young. There was no difference. Loishina, Kulan Shavan Latayva, because she's a descendant of Sarah, who lived Kuf Chav Zayin. That's what Rekiv is telling us, Talmidim. Why are you falling asleep? You're bored. Let's learn from Esther and Sarah that when they were old, when she served Hashem on her 127th birthday, the same way she did when she was 5 years old, when she was 20 years old, when she was 40 years old. What's this rashless? What's this laziness? What's this laxity? Why are you sleeping? It's a remez to this idea. The Bach tells us at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah that the reason why the Greeks were able to rule, they actually ruled for 180 years, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. The reason why the Greeks ruled was because there was hisrashlus. This very issue that we're talking about, Klal Yisrael got bored. Klal Yisrael lacked the excitement, the vigor, the energy. They were serving Hashem by rote, by habit. They didn't have this. What was lacking was his chachos. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Ekev, where it says that Klal Yisrael traveled through the Midbar, which is a place of Nochosh, Sorof, the Akrof, Asher Ein Boi Moyim. Says the Medrash, each one of those correspond to another Golus. So Nochosh is Bovel, Sorof is Modai, Akrav Zu Yavon. Akrav, which we've been speaking about now for the last few weeks, because it's Mazel Akrav, is Yavon. And that's what Akrav is. Akrav is to uproot. Akrav is to cool off. Akrav is to instill his rashlus, the opposite of his chachus. The Ata Oye Viageya. That's Akrav. That's Yavon. The Yavonim Nichnesu Lehechol. And they literally were Oiker the Bayis, Timu Kolashmanim. Shemen, oil, is what makes things fresh. Timu kol hashmanim. What are you so excited about? You've been doing this for years. You still feel so great. You still feel new. You feel rejuvenated. That's the klipa of Yavon. That's Akrav. Akrav zu Yavon. Came the chashmeinoyim. There were not many. According to Rashi, there were 13 chashmeinoyim. Rashi says in Parshas Vayis Habracha, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Yud Beis Bnei Chashmeinoi V'Yalozer. There were 13 of them. Chaloshim. Giboirim B'yad Chaloshim, Rab B'yad Ma'atim. And they, in their schus, Matis Yohu, gave us Chanukah. We have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hischatshus. This very idea. Chanukah is Mailin B'Kodesh V'loi Moiridin. Gemara says, we pass like Beis Hillel, that every night we add an additional nair because Mailin Bekodesh. We don't get tired or weary or bored. We get more excited from day to day. Mailin Bekodesh v'leim we read. So Chanukah actually is the tikkun for the hisrashlus of Akrav, which Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. And if we are zoiche, that even in Mar Cheshvan, we're continuing on the same vein as in Tishrei, meaning that we're serving Hashem when we're old, like when we were young, then we are zoiche to revert back to our youth. We're zoiche to Nar. That's Chanukah, because after Mar Cheshvan comes Chanukah. Chanukah is Chazra l'Nairus, so we go back. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, B'nai Yisoscha speaks about this extensively, we've mentioned this here over the years, that Chanukah is a replay of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. It's like we got it all back again. Matis Yohu is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. The Chanukah is known as the Gemar HaChasima of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Chasima. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. In fact, the Gemara says, Munach B'chaysamai Shal Koyen Gadol. The Gemara uses the word Chaysam, seal. The Nais of Chanukah happened via the Koyen Gadol. The Avodah on Yom Kippur is only with the Koyen Gadol. Chanukah is the Hemshech of Sukkos. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, we light in decrease mode. Keneged Porei HaChag. The bulls on Sukkos were in decrease mode. The 70 bulls. And Sukkos, Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah Poiches V'Hoylech. Keneged Porei HaChag. Because Chanukah says the Chedush Yorim is the Torah Shabbal Peh of Sukkos. There are many parallels, many connections between Chanukah and Sukkos. And therefore, Chanukah is sort of the 8 days of Chanukah is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos over again. The Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot that were in Tishrei, and then we went through an empty month, but this is really the challenging month, the month in which we had to stay focused, stay afloat, continue with the same excitement and intensity, even though we're getting old in time. It's Yerach Bul. So it's like someone serving Hashem in the Yemei HaZikna, like he's doing in the Yemei HaNairus, and his schar, like the schar of Sora and Esther, were that they revert, they were zeichet to, that their youth was restored. That's what was zeichet to in Kislev. Because in Kislev, we get it back. We get Hanukkah, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot all together. In fact, as mentioned here, we've spoken about this on Rosh Chodesh, at the beginning of Chumash, we read about Bereshis Bara Elikim, and then V'ha'oretz Ha'isa Soyhu V'avoyhu V'choyshech, and then V'yamer Elikim Yihi Oyer. Bereshis is Tishrei. V'ha'oretz Ha'isa Soyhu V'avoyhu V'choyshech is Mar Cheshvan. V'yamer Elohim Yihi Oyer, that's Chanukah, V'yihi Oyer. 25th word of Chumash is Or. The remez to Chofei Kislev, when we're zeichet to the or, and Chanukah is not just plain or, it's that or of the beginning of Chumash, the or of Melech HaMoshiach, as the Reikeach, the Bnei Yisrael quotes, the Pinchas Koretz and the Reikeach, and all the tzaddikim that told us, that revealed to us, that Chanukah is the hidden light, the Or HaGonis that's mentioned at the beginning of Chumash, that was hidden for tzaddikim, for the Osid Lovay, on Chanukah we get a taste of that or. Chanukah is Oiroi, Shal Melech HaMoshiach, Es Ha'arki Toi Vayavdel, which is B'gematria, the word Chanukah 8 times, because that's that or that we're zeichet to after going through the Avodah of, in Mazel Akrov, which Akrov Zu Yovan. So in Kislev, we defeated the Akrov, we defeated Yovan. We're hopefully no longer in a hisrashless mode. And then we're zeichet to the Yontav of Chanukah, which is again a Yontav of hischatshus. We start over again. The tikkun for the hisrashless, as the Bach says, which brought Yovan there in the first place. So that could be the remez in the name of the parasha, Chaye Sora, the life of Sora. That Sora's entire life was a life. It means every day she was alive. She didn't miss a day. True life. From beginning to end, from her youth till her old age, was kulan shavim l'tayva. We know that Klal Yisrael are referred to as Sora. V'Hashem pokad es Sora. We read that pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. Sora is miloshin Sorora, rulership, monarchy, Yisrael. We are called Yisrael because ki sorisa im elikim v'emanoshim v'atuchal, because we defeated the Satan. We overpower the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis, the Satan, which Yaakov did. And then because of that, he was called Yisrael. Ki sorisa im elikim, the Rekach says sorisa is the same letters as Tishrei. So in Tishrei, we're zeichet to Sorora, we're zeichet to Yisrael. We rule. V'Hashem pokad es Sora. That's why the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tishrei is Vayiru Oisa Sore Faroi. The last letters, as we spoke here once, many times. Vayiru Oisa Sore Paroi Soifetavis Yudke Vovke, which is Rosh Hashanah, rather. The Havaya, the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tishrei. Meaning that Tishrei has to do with Sora. So Tishrei is Chaye Sora. When do we know if the Tishrei was an accomplishing one? We know it in Mar Cheshvan, especially when we come to the conclusion of Mar Cheshvan. If at the conclusion of Mar Cheshvan, we are still serving Hashem the same way we did in Tishrei, Sora's alive. Tishrei is alive. Tishrei continued into Mar Cheshvan. It's Chaye Sora. And that's why we read this as we come to the end of Mar Cheshvan and prepare for Kislev. We also mentioned here the combination of Hashem's name for Cheshvan is from the words Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Yudke Vovke, which that Hayoim, on that word Hayoim, Rashi says, Bechol Yoim Yiyu Beinecha Chadoshim, that every day a person has to serve Hashem as if today it started, if it was the first day. And that has to be said in Mar Cheshvan, because in Tishrei we don't need that. Tishrei is the first, that's the beginning. The Chiddush is that even in Mar Cheshvan, when we aged, it's Yerach Bul, Achare Beloisi, Hoysali Edna. Nothing changed. Everything is the same. And that's a very big challenge. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is from the highest madregas that a person could say that he's serving Hashem on a regular Wednesday night as he did on, as we mentioned, the Ilan Yom Kippur. Because that's not usually the way it is. That's why we constantly need rejuvenation. And every few months we need another Yom Tov, a new reminder, a new Shabbos, a Rosh Chodesh, because we tend to fall. We tend to get weary, we tend to get bored, we tend to get tired. It's not an easy thing to stay always invigorated. That's what we learn from Sora. Kulan shavim l'toiva, chaye Sora, shnei chaye Sora, kulan shavim l'toiva. Yishmael, the chiddush, the reason why the Torah talks about Yishmael here is not really to praise him. On the contrary, it's to tell us that even though he did tshuva, and he died at tzaddik, but al panei kol echov nafol, he's going to fall ba'acharis hayomim. He's not part of Am Yisrael at all. Sarah accomplished goreish ha'am ha'azoyz v'yes b'no, the secular Yishmael, the religious Yishmael. Doesn't matter. Yishmael is not part of Am Yisrael. Does that mean that there won't be any good Yishmaelim? Doesn't mean that. There's a nitzitz of toiv there too, perhaps. We see even today things happening that are very surprising. Attempts for peace, even with certain, there were certain Arabs that are siding with Klal Yisrael lately, which is very unusual because the world is changing. And Esav and the good of Esav is emerging, the good of Yishmael is emerging. On the same token, we see the opposite happening. So there could be good in Yishmael, and the Asad Lavai, they'll also be rewarded, those who stay away from harming Klal Yisrael. But Bepashtas Yishmael has no shaykhus to Am Yisrael. And as the Chidah says, the phenomena that we don't find ever a descendant of Yishmael ever converting to Judaism, although the Muslim religion seems to be closer to Judaism than Christianity is, but yet converts are usually those that were Christian, not those that are Muslim, because they come from Esav, and Esav was a Yisrael mummer. Esav was considered a Yid. So therefore, from Esav, many, many Geirim, many Tanoim and Amoraim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva and Shmaya Avtalion, many, many greats who come from Esav, but we don't find any Tanoim or Amoraim that come from Yishmael. So the parsha called Chaye Sora ends with Yishmael being pushed out, al panei kol echov nafol. As we see at the beginning of the parasha, he's not buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. And Avram didn't buy it for him. Kiryas Arba, four pairs that are buried there, Adam and Chava, Sarah, Avram, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, Leah, Yishmael is not there. So even though Yishmael was Avram's oldest from Hagar, Yishmael has no shaykhus to Am Yisrael, no shaykhus to Maris HaMachpelah, and he did tshuva, he died at tzaddik, and then the Torah sort of pushes him out. Al panei kol echov nafol. He's not part of this. Masha Ein Kein, we see throughout the parish of the Torah elaborating between the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak, the Yitzchak yikarei lecha Zora. Rivka, who's sort of the replacement of Zora, by Yivieha ha'ihela Zora imoi. As Rashi says, Vaharehi Sora Imoy, according to the Mekubalim, that Rivka was a Gilgal of Sora, and that Rivka was born the moment it says that Parcha Nishmasa, when she heard about the Akedah, as Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha, she passes away, and her neshama went into Rivka, which is also a reason why the parasha is called Chaye Sora. Yes, Sora lives on. She lives on in Rivka. Vayivyeha Yitzchak Ho'ehela Sora Imoy. It's Sora, his mother. Literally, the way Rashi really means is that she's like Sarah, his mother. V'harei he kissed Sarah imay. Ner dolak meir of Shabbos, ler of Shabbos, onan kosher al ha'oil, bracha mitzuya be'isa. Everything is continuing the same, because Sarah's legacy continues. Tzadikim that live a full life live on even after they're gone. Chaye Sarah, v'yechi Yaakov, Yaakov avinu loy meis. Tzadikim v'bisosam kruyim chayim. A tzadik, so somewhat like Sora Imenu and Avram Avinu, who didn't waste a day. They lived a full life. Yodeya Hashem Yemei Samimim. Age didn't matter. It didn't matter when they were old or young. They served Hashem the same way the entire time. So they continue. Their life continues. And we get our chiyus. We learn from them. And our avoda all comes from them. So we are zeiche this Shabbos to spend with Avraham and Sora in their last moments. And just like as the Chassam Sofer bemoaned that he wasn't there when his Rebbe passed away because he wanted the Pi Shanayim, we can be zeicha to tremendous madregas, especially in this area of serving Hashem consistently and not falling, not getting tired and weary and bored from Sora and Avraham, who passed that on to us, especially as we come now to the end of Mar Cheshvan, when it gets even harder because we're getting further and further away from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So we have to be reminded, we need to be invigorated and learn from Sarah, Kulan Shavim L'Toivah, and knowing that now comes the month of Kislev, now comes Hanukkah, We find at the end of the parasha by Yosef Avraham vayikach isho shma keturah. Avraham was married already. Avraham had his children. He continues. He marries again. The Gemara says in Yevamos, ba'boikes ra'es zarecha v'le'erev al tanach yodecha. A person was married with children, and then he gets, and if chas v'shalom, he loses his wife or whatever, he can get married again and have more children. Ba'boikes ra'es zarecha v'le'erev al tanach yodecha be'bachrusoi be'ziknusoi. So Avraham Avinu is continuing. He doesn't stop. Va'yosef Avraham, ma'ilin b'kodesh, v'loy ma'irid. That's the lesson, the Hayurah, we learn from Chanukah, that we have to go higher and higher in Kedusha, and never, status quo, certainly not, but only ma'ilin b'kodesh, because if not, it's going to be ma'iridin, v'loy ma'iridin. It's like climbing, tzaddikim, it's like climbing a steep mountain. If you're not constantly going up, you slip and you fall down. And that is the Avodah of a Yid. The Avodah of a Yid is b'ha'aloyscha, which Bahaloyscha is, of course, what we read on the last day of Chanukah. Constant aliyah. Lahagit shvachay shel aron shel oishina. Never the same. If anything, every day, greater and greater. V'koyve Hashem yachalifu koyach, yalu eva kanashorim, yorutsu v'lo yigo, yelchu v'lo yofu, and not to fall into the trap of the akrav and the sotan, v'ata oyev yageya. These parashiyos always read in Maar Cheshvan teach us that. These rizus, the Ashkim Avram Ba'Boika, the Yerushamayim, the Haftorah, everything all talk about this theme of continuing to serve Hashem with the same intensity and excitement throughout the month of Maar Cheshvan, no different than we did in Tishrei. Acharei Beloisi Hoysoli Edna. That's a challenge. It's a very difficult thing. We mentioned what the Reb Mendel Rimanov said, that the Bnei Yisoscha quotes, that in Maar Cheshvan, many gezeirois and difficult events happened to Klal Yisrael because of the split of Am Yisrael that happened in the month of Maar Cheshvan. Unfortunately, the last few days, Klal Yisrael experienced two tragedies, maybe more even. One, we all know about what happened on Shabbos in Pittsburgh, and one today where an entire family was killed, Rachmana Lislan, in a car crash in Eretz Yisrael, two parents and six children in a fiery crash. All of them burnt Al Kiddush Hashem, but it wasn't a terrorist attack, it was a car accident. But a terrible tragedy, which, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tainis, nothing is a coincidence. Why these things happen, we don't know. Certainly I don't know, and I don't attempt to know or even try to figure out. We don't know today. We don't have any Navi today who could tell us exactly why things happen. But we do know that this is the month in which tragic events occurred because of the split. That's what we are told. It's because of that which happened then, in the time of the Malachim, the split between Rechavim and Yeravim. As we said, Akrav is Isis Kerab Beis, in the month of Akrav. And of course, the answer to all of this is unity. The answer to all of this is Achdus, because Achdus is the key. Not to say that this happened because of lack of Achdus. No one knows why these things happen. But certainly, Achdus is very, very important. We live in a time where, unfortunately, Machlaikas every day, a new Machlaikas, and of course it's always L'Shem Shemayim, quote, even though the Marsha said that there's no such thing as a Machlaikas L'Shem Shemayim already in his time. So certainly in our time, when every other day there's a different Machlaikas and another split and another division, we don't seem to get it that Klal Yisrael has to be united. All segments of Klal Yisrael have to be united. There are no exclusions. And even if this event happened to a part of Am Yisrael that perhaps is today not religious, they're tinoikos shenishbu, they don't know better, they're not to be blamed, they died al Kiddush Hashem, many of them older people, some Holocaust survivors, who died because they are Jewish. Anyone who dies because they are Jewish, we say on them, Hashem yinkaim damam, that their blood, Hashem should avenge their blood. So the level of religiosity doesn't matter. The same thing with those who died in the Holocaust. Not all of the 6 million were Oivdei Hashem necessarily, but yet they're all called Kedoshim U'Tahirim. And on all of them we say Hashem Yinkaim Damam, and this is no different. And those who perished today in that car accident were from Jews. Again, it doesn't make a difference, but they were. There was a couple with six children. It would be Kedai that everyone who's listening to this, everyone should be makabel on themselves something, whether it's an asei toiv or in sur meira, because that's the only thing we can do. We don't know why this happened, but everyone knows what they have to work on. Every individual has to work on what they have to work on without telling everyone else why this happened. But everyone has to knows what they have to work on, and may this tragedy lead to good resolutions, Klal Yisrael uniting, and of course the ultimate, which is that we have Malchus Beis David back, which this is the month in which Malchus Beis David was defiled. So we need to restore Malchus Beis David. That's why the Haftarah this week starts with V'Hamelech David. V'Hamelech David Zokein Baba Yomim, which means that David HaMelech was also a Zokein Baba Yomim, like Avraham Avinu was. That he served Hashem in his old age, like in his youth. And in his youth, like in his old age, as we said before, from the Keren LeDavid, the Hamelech David, that's Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is restored. Mashiach comes. The Akrav becomes Ikar Bayis, as we spoke. And the Klipa of Akrav falls away. There's no longer any Krirus. And Klal Yisrael are united. And we should be Zeicha to serve Hashem with consistency. Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Samid. And in that Schus, we will all be Zeicha to Yalu Eivor Kanesharim. Our youth will be restored. We will go back to the way it was. Lahachzer Atara Leoshna, like Sarah became young again. Esther became young again. Esther, in fact, is Bigamatria. Ba'ata Oyefia Geya is Bigamatria Esther, because Esther didn't let. She never ever got tired, weary, and exhausted and old, but she always stayed young. And that's why she was able to look young and to remain young in the eyes of Achashverosh, which Achashverosh, of course, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Sha'achris V'Horeshus Shaloi. We serve Hashem even when we're old, like when we were young, so we will go back to our youth. When Mashiach will come, Klal Yisrael will go back to its youth. We will be young again, and we will serve Hashem as we did then with tremendous intensity. May we all be zeichet to that, and may we be zeichet to spend Kislev and the Yom Tov of Chanukah in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Good evening, and have a very good Shabbos.